During May, producers placed about 2.1 million head of cattle on feed, which was about 12% above a year earlier. Feedlots marketed just under 2 million head of cattle during May, which was 9% above a year earlier. However, there was one additional slaughter day during May, and if you make the adjustment for the additional day, placements on a per-day basis were about 4% above a year ago.
But some pretty big numbers in this latest cattle on feed report, and Shagum explains why.
Returns to feedlots have been positive since the beginning of the year, and they were obviously anxious to fill some of their bunk space, and that in part relates to the increase in placements. You also, of course, are coming off of a larger calf crop a year ago, so to some extent that provided some support, though we're probably digging fairly deep into that pool of cattle outside feedlots to sustain the level of placements that we saw during May.
Now, if you remember, back in April, placements in feedlots also saw a sharp rise of 11% above the same month back in 2016. So with higher placements in both April and May, Shagum knows what that means for those cattle coming out of feedlots later this year.
We'll see continued downward pressure on fed cattle prices going forward.